Hare Krishna. In every process of spirituality, there are certain restrictions and strict conditions placed, which the follower has to be very careful about. For instance, in the path of Karmakanda, the ingredients, the timing, the pronunciation of the mantra, all these things become extremely important. By committing a small mistake in any of these, the results expected will not be achieved. In the same manner, in the path of Jnana Yoga, a person has to study very extensively, deeply, vast number of scriptures, and has to bring oneself to the point of powerful discrimination between Sat and Asat. Similarly, the path of Ashtanga Yoga entails that a person has to perform austerities, severe austerities, just like we hear about Dhruva Maharaja's austerities. And all these paths have their restrictions and injunctions. And the path of Bhakti Yoga also places emphasis on the attentive chanting of the holy name. And Bhakti Yoga is a path of love. So one cannot directly love the Lord without reservation. Then the next best one can do is to be attentive and respectful and careful in executing the principles of Bhakti Yoga. In the chanting of the holy name, although it is said, Tatrarpita Niyamita Smaranena Kala, it says there are no hard and fast rules. Still, as one spends more years and more time in Bhakti Yoga, gradually the expectation from an individual is increased. For example, there is a certain age group below which even in the buses and trains, children need not be purchased ticket. But a grown-up boy cannot say, I will also not purchase a ticket. So he has to purchase. In the same manner, as we grow in the practice of Bhakti Yoga, the attention becomes very vital. Recently I was reading in His Holiness Sachinandan Swami's one of his articles. He talks about the truncated name and the living name. So he says that truncated name or a broken name of the Lord means when a devotee is uttering the mantra, partially he is hearing and then partially his mind wanders away. He is inattentive. So he calls it as a truncated name or a broken name. On the other hand, a living name means that chanting of the Mahamantra which is done with full absorption, because of which gradually a devotee not only is able to pay attention, he is able to get absorbed in the holy name and he is carried away by the holy name, so much so that all the external material environment vanishes. It's like, imagine somebody is standing at the bank of a lake and watching the lake and walking closer to the lake waters and touching the waters and gradually slipping into the lake and drowning in the lake and floating in the lake. It's like that. Because the chanting of the holy name can be extremely absorbing and the holy name can take over the devotee's consciousness. Just like somebody says, I lost my heart. So the absorption is like that. And how that absorption can be achieved, for that there are three doors. The body, the mind and the heart. So we have to prepare our body, prepare our mind to utter the holy name properly. But the third door cannot be opened by us. The third door has to be opened by the Lord, just like this altar. Although beautiful doors are there, we cannot open it from here. They have to open from inside. So the Lord will inspire the pujari. Now you open the door, then the pujari will open the door. So we will see in the following days about the body and the mind and the heart, what exercise a devotee should do in order to align all these three in one, so that the holy name can be attentively heard and the devotee can get absorption and the devotee can be carried away, carried forward by the chanting of the holy name. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே.